Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
The Bert Show.
Dare I say, Rebecca, you were offended by your sister.
Yeah, you could dare say that because I officially am. And before I get into my story, I want you listening to call in if you are just like my sister and didn't tell anyone, not your family or friends, about your wedding until it happened, after it happened, or within the week. If this is you, please call in 1-855-237-8746. I need you to help me prove a point.
Okay. All right. 1-855-BIRT-SHOW. Again, if you got married, you didn't tell anybody. Nobody.
Nobody.
Rebecca needs your help here.
So my sister got married.
What? And you didn't know?
I didn't know. Okay, here's what happened. Congratulations, right? Wrong. Wrong. Because my sister, Addie, let me just first paint a picture of Addie. I have two younger sisters. Addie is 29. She is a divorce lawyer. She lives in Anchorage, Alaska. She is kind of my complete opposite. She has a spine of steel and her brain is hard like stone, where my spine is like jelly and my brain is malleable like clay. She's always just been a very independent person. You can't tell her to do anything. No one can order Addie around. That's why she's in court, literally doing custody cases and talking to judges and getting people threatening her because people in Alaska are crazy. And she is totally fine. She's just that girl. She always has been.
All right, hold on one second. Hey, Lindsay, you did not tell anybody about your marriage.
Well, not until a couple hours afterwards.
Okay, hang with us for one second because Rebecca has questions for you.
Okay, that's one. Okay. That's one.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so she has been engaged to her fiance for 3.5 years. A long, long engagement. And everybody in the family was always like, okay, when are you going to get married? What's the plan? You have a plan? Is anything ever going to happen? And they always push back and we're like, no, no, no. We'll figure it out whenever we want to. We don't want to have a big wedding. We might have a small wedding. We might do nothing at all. She had a plan for a while to wear like a big white Michelin man coat and go on top of like an Alaskan mountain and just get married up there. But that was not in the cards because what she chose to do is on Thursday of last week, text the family group chat and say, so Zach and I are going to the courthouse tomorrow to get married. Which dress should I wear?
That's exactly how she exposed it.
Yep, that's what she said. First of all, none of them, because they were all black. She wore black to her own wedding.
What made her finally pull the trigger after 3.5 years?
What else are you going to do in Anchorage?
Get married, but you should have done that 2 years ago.
I mean, they haven't seen the sun in 7 months. They're like, I mean, what else can we do?
Yeah. All right, so you said you have two sisters.
But I do.
So is the other sister married?
No, she has a long-term boyfriend, not married.
Okay, so what did your parents think about their first daughter getting married, whether she's younger, oldest, whatever, but the first of their daughters getting married and them not being present?
My mother sat on the couch all Friday just sitting there, glued to her phone, a smile on her face, cracking up inside. I could tell she was pretending to be happy. She was pretending to be like stable and with it. But inside, I was like, oh my God, she is falling apart. Because we asked her, okay, is there going to be a video? Are you going to live stream it? Can a witness FaceTime us in? No, 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 no. So basically, we didn't even get a time.
All right. So just so I have this straight, just so I have this 100% straight here.
Yes.
Your sister did what she wanted with her life.
And we're bad. Okay. It's not fair.
All right, so you've got questions for Lindsay. All right, shoot.
Okay, my question is, how dare you, first of all? do you love your family and friends?
No, well, of course I do.
No, of course.
So why did you not tell anybody?
Well, I mean, I knew I wanted to marry him like the day I met him. And so we just, I don't know, I woke, it was about a year later, and I just woke up that day and I was like, well, let's just go get married. And I didn't realize that it was Friday the 13th. And then after we got married, I called my mom and told her, and I'm her oldest daughter, and she was very upset as well.
So,
to me, in my defense, they're like, it's the marriage is just about my husband and I. It's not about, you know, there's no other people in the marriage.
Right.
So,
yeah.
I mean, I completely agree with that. I don't have a problem with her getting married in some covert little mission. That's totally fine. We always knew Addie was going to do that, if that's even her real name, because now it's just confusion and deceit from her. But what I wanted to do was, because she texted us that Friday, it was like 6 p.m., she texted a photo of her and her new husband shaking hands outside of the courthouse to say, okay, we did it.
That's funny.
Literally shaking hands. And then she texted the sister group chat and said, okay, where's my wedding gift? And I say, car crash, skirt, skirt.
There was no wedding, therefore, no gift.
Yep. Exactly. And she said, no, this is normal. This is totally a thing people are doing in 2025. This still counts as a wedding. I deserve a wedding gift. So I told her, if I come on air and I get three people to tell me that they did this just like you, I will buy that expensive espresso machine that you have been putting your, like, that you've been begging for ages.
All right, now we can control some of this. I've got two more, which would make it three. I can hang up on somebody.
Hang up on them right now. No.
Hey, Rebecca, good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, so you didn't tell anybody.
No, I got, I was stressed out because my wedding was becoming something that other people wanted and not me. And I figured the only way to get what I really want is to exclude everybody. So we eloped in like March. And then in April, we had a small little church wedding with just our family. And no one knew that we were already married. And we told them like months later, like, hey, remember that April wedding? We actually were already married a month prior.
All right. So just again, so I have this right. You did what was best for your own life.
Exactly.
How dare you? How dare you?
I just don't think it should be done. I don't think it should be done.
For an espresso machine, Fernando. Hello.
Buenos dias, Bert Show.
Buenos dias.
I speak Spanish. I'm Latino. Me and my wife got married without telling nobody at all. And that's a huge no-no. I probably would have been crucified by my mama.
Yeah, so why then?
Mainly because we keep to ourselves. And at the end of the day, a marriage is between me and her. Mm-hmm. And we looked at it and we're just like, that's too much planning, too much stressing. It's already bad for our skin to stress, so.
All right,
let's just go get to the courthouse. And here's the thing, Kristen, we didn't tell anybody until after a month later we were already legally married.
Now, Fernando, you're not the only one. We've had plenty of people call up. However, what Rebecca wants to know, did you request a wedding gift from family members after you went and did this on your own, or did you expect them not to get you a gift?
Look, I'm Mexican. It's an interracial marriage to another person of color. We got the gifts regardless.
Okay.
We didn't expect it. They just came one day when they figured it out. Obviously, with a little, you know, disappointment. Like, how dare we did that? But I'm like, that's too much. Too much planning.
Fernando, how do you say you cost me $270 in Spanish?
No, because you're Jewish and a white woman, and it's going to sound terrible.
Gracias.
That's a P1 right there.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it is. Thanks, Fernando.
The Burt Show.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.